Thank you, Leslie. There were several surprises in this week's news. Just outside Norwich, a restaurant on the A11, that is a familiar sight to those travelling towards London, was ravaged by fire. In Norwich, council leaders said the government's right to buy scheme means Norwich has lost more than 900 council houses. And there was news of two unexpected visitors, Damien Hirst and Oliver Cromwell.
The owner of a fire-ravaged hotel and restaurant has vowed to rebuild the popular venue as investigations continue today into what caused a devastating blaze. Smoke could be seen for miles as more than 60 firefighters spent hours tackling the blaze at the Breckland Lodge in Attleborough, which has been a familiar sight to many motorists travelling along the A11 for 35 years. Guests in Breckland Lodge's 33 rooms, along with staff, were forced to take refuge in the nearby White Lodge as crews from all around Norfolk tried to save as much of the building as they could. "We will be closed for a little while, but everything can be rebuilt."
Norwich has missed out on £55 million and lost more than 900 council homes because of the government's right-to-buy scheme, council leaders have said. And Labour-led Norwich City Council is calling for a review of the scheme, which enables council tenants to buy local authority homes at a discount. Gail Harris, deputy leader at City Hall, said 926 council homes had been sold since 2010. The homes, valued at £109.5 million, were sold for £55 million, less than the market value because of discounts. Mrs. Harris said that could have paid for 20 new homes a year, or for new bathrooms or kitchens for all council tenants. She said the right-to-buy scheme, which the government is looking to extend to more housing association tenants, was devastating council housing. But Norwich North MP Chloe Smith said, "Labour isn't in government and isn't fit to be. They're unqualified and extreme, and their sums don't add up. I fear this particular suggestion is just looking back to the past for the hard left. Right to buy is helping people in Norwich and across Britain get on the housing ladder and helping people take pride in their home and their street. I know many constituents who are keen for it to be extended to housing associations, and Labour at City Hall would block their aspiration."
His iconic shark in formaldehyde and many other famous works which have been shown in world-class venues around the globe, and now Norwich could be the next place to host a Damien Hirst sculpture. Norwich University of the Arts hopes to display the acclaimed artist's work, Hymn, H-Y-M-N, a huge 20-foot-high figure putting the spotlight on human anatomy, outside its St. George's building in St. George's Street. Hymn has previously been shown at the Tate Modern and the Saatchi Gallery in London, as well as in Doha, Qatar and New York. But now NUA have submitted a planning application asking Norwich City Council for permission to display the work from March till mid-July this year. Professor John Last, NUA's Vice-Chancellor, said, "It's a striking creation by one of Britain's most acclaimed and most discussed artists. Temporary installation in Norwich would be a talking point, a tourist draw, and a real coup for the city if planning permission is granted, and we hope it will be. Standing at 5.9 metres tall, the bronze sculpture would be an intriguing addition to Norwich's cityscape, and key local figures have echoed NUA's view that it would be a big boost for the city.
The Britannia class British Railways Pacific locomotive is to haul a special train from Liverpool Street to Norwich and back on February the 22nd. This is the last trip by the National Railway Museum-owned locomotive through the region before it is retired from the main line. The Cathedral's Express trip is being run by the Steam Dreams Rail Company. The locomotive entered service in 1951 and spent its first 10 years hauling express trains on the Great Eastern Main Line between London, Norwich, Lowestoft and Great Yarmouth. It was then transferred to the northwest of England. It was saved by the NRM, which loaned it to the Bressingham Steam Museum near Diss. It was decided to restore it to working order in 2004. There are still tickets available for this month's trip, which costs between £109 and £249. And passengers can join the train in London or in Colchester. The train passes through Ipswich at lunchtime, but is not scheduled to stop in Suffolk.